Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Punch Your Lights Out with the Word, already in progress.
Luke 10, 19 and 20, I want you to see how much power and authority you've got. Because obviously we don't know these things. Luke 10, 19 and 20, and look what it says. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Is there a mouthful in that? Behold, I give unto you power and over all the power of the enemy, and he shall by no means hurt you. We find out how much of this we believe whenever we're put to the test. The other day, Cheryl and I was coming out in front of Tim's house over here, my son's house, and there was probably a snake that long. Wasn't a very big one, about 3 feet. But he was running across the gravel there, and Cheryl screamed, "Ah, honey, there's a snake!" So I reached down, grabbed some rocks, and threw it at him. Well, he diverted and went over under one of the plants there, pretty good-sized bush. So I come running in the house and got a little .22 pistol. And so when I went back out there and threw the rock in that bush, he come running out of that bush. I run right alongside that snake, and I empty that little gun, 8 bullets at him, and never do hit him. I need some target practice. Wow. I couldn't believe I couldn't hit that thing. So he's fixing to get underneath some stuff, so I reached down and grabbed him by the tail. When I grabbed him by the tail and stretched him out, you know, he's coming around like this. I throw him out there in the yard, and Eric was with me, and he said, "Pastor, I think there's a shovel around there." I said, "Well, go get it. I'll see if I can keep him corralled up out here in the front yard." So anyway, I'm trying to keep him all corralled. He's running all over the place. Eric runs over and gets a shovel. He hands it to me, and I just walk over there, and I take that sharpshooter shovel, cut his head completely off. I mean, right behind the back of his neck, just cut it off. Head goes one way and the snake goes the rest of the way. And he just flopping all over the place, just doing everything. Everybody's screaming. I said, "There ain't no problem. He's totally lifeless. He's dead." I said, "He's reacting, but he's a goner. There's a head over there and there's a body over there. He can't do nothing." So you don't have, once they have the head gone, you're okay. You know, we are afraid of almost everything as Christians. We ought to be not afraid of nothing. You know, when the enemy, let me tell you what to do. Just like Dave said a while ago, whenever the enemy comes upon you with any kind of sickness, any kind of pain, anything, you should do the same thing that Brother David did. "Lord, what did I do? What caused you to strike me with this sickness?" But you know, people don't believe God puts it on you. But according to those three sets of scriptures that was in Exodus and Deuteronomy a while ago, how many of those did God put it on or God take it off? Every one of them, didn't he? So it's kind of hard to say God don't put sickness on you when it clearly says there he does. Is that right?
That's right.
So anyway, anytime you have any kind of a pain or anything comes upon you, the very first thing out of your mouth, if you're a wife and your child's coming down with a sickness, you have no idea how many times I've seen this happen. A wife calls us. We got a problem with our child. The child's sick, throwing up. Said, "You got an unforgiveness toward your husband." "Oh, no, no, I do not." Said, "Guarantee the evidence is against you. You got an unforgiveness or a bitterness against your husband." "I do not." I said, "I'll tell you what, just forgive him. And then, sir, you forgive your wife and you'll get back in a love walk and then let me pray." I've had them. In fact, the most powerful one of these I've ever seen. A grandmother at DFW Airport one day said, "Thurman, my 16-year-old grandson's in Cook's Medical Center with cancer." 16. I said, "Well, okay." So she said, "Will you go over to Cook's Medical Center?" I said, "DFW Airport." "Will you go over and pray for that boy?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I will." So I went over there and I got there and the daddy was there. And I said, "How's the son doing?" And the doctor said, "Well, he's not doing very well. He's not responding well at all. We just give him a chemo treatment and he's not responding." I said, if your boy is in that kind of shape, where's your wife? He said, well, we don't come down here together. I said, oh, you do not? He said, I said, y'all got a bitterness or an unforgiveness toward each other? He said, we do. Do you know God don't like for a husband and wife to get into bitterness and unforgiveness toward each other? He don't like that at all. I mean, he just don't like it. He commands the husband and wife to walk in love with each other. So anyway, I had him call his wife, and I said, ma'am, you need to get down here. They say your boy may not make it. She said, what? I'll come right down. So she come down. I said, the doctor just gave him a chemo treatment and said he's not responding. And I said, ma'am, I got to ask you and your husband a question. What is the unforgiveness and bitterness that you two have against each other? She said, well, what difference does that make? I said, it makes all the difference in the world. I said, God said in his word in Matthew 18, 21 through 35, that if you do not forgive everybody from your heart, he will send a tormenting spirit to torment you and your husband and your children and your assets and everything that you own. And it says God said that. He didn't say he's going to send the devil. He said he's going to send, didn't say that he's going to let the devil do this. He said he's going to send the devil. That's kind of scary, isn't it? But that's what he says. So she said, what are you trying to tell me? I said, ma'am, with this unforgiveness and bitterness you have toward your husband, if you don't forgive him, your son may die. And she said, you're telling me that mine and his unforgiveness and bitterness is affecting our son's life? I said, guarantee it. So I showed her those scriptures in Matthew 18, 21 through 35. She said, I've never seen that. I said, obviously. But I said, it's there. I said, do you want that boy to die? She says, no. I said, then you got to forgive your husband. So she said, what if I don't forgive him? I said, it's real simple. The boy is probably going to die. I said, he may go through excruciating tests and everything, but eventually he will die. Those demons will kill him. That's their job, to steal, kill, and to destroy. She said, and what if I forgive him? I said, then I can pray and God will deliver you. No problem. They looked at each other. I told them, I said, y'all look at each other, y'all forgive each other, you hug each other, and you forgive each other. And they did. And then I went over and laid hands on the boy. I started to lay hands on the boy, and the doctor wouldn't let me. He said, I don't want you to touch him. I said, okay, I'll lay hands on the cloth. He said, just don't touch him. I said, okay, so I just laid hands on the cloth. I said, it is written, this couple has repented of their sins. Satan, you have no more legal claim to this boy, so I command you to leave him in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for healing this boy. Did the Lord say a while ago that these signs shall follow those that believe we shall cast out devils? Did he say that?
He said it.
You reckon he meant that?
Yes.
Did he? Wow. Isn't that amazing how he said so many wonderful things and we don't believe? Anyway, the girl says, sir, do you have a business card? I said, I do have. She says, can I have it? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, is your cell phone on it? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, can I call you? I want to tell you what happened. I said, I'd love to know what happened. It's about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I left Cook's Medical Center and came home. And the next afternoon at 4 o'clock, that mother and daddy called me and said their son had just been released from Cook's Medical Center without a cancer cell in his body. Wow. Totally well. Now then, if you have a child that's under 16 or 18 and they start getting sick, you need to look at yourself. Where is my sin? If you're a mother and a daddy and you got children, maybe the child's 6 years old, maybe 10 years old. Well, in fact, I don't know if that set of pictures that's back there. Did you see those set of pictures on the wall when you walked in? Yeah, the little girl with all the eczema all over her body looked terrible. Do you know that story? Okay, let me tell you that story for those of you that haven't heard it. That picture's right out there on the wall. It's a little girl that was 6 years old, and they called us, and she had eczema all over her body. I mean, she's terrible. They wanted me to pray the prayer of faith. I said, yeah, I wish it was that simple, but I said, do y'all have other children? They said, yes. I said, any of your other children sick? No. I said, okay, somewhere between your last healthy child and this child, you or your husband or both of you have committed some kind of a sin that God doesn't like, and he's cursed your child. I said, that curse is written in Deuteronomy 28:27. It's written in God's Word. And this is a curse that will come upon you and your children. If you don't obey me and do everything I say, I will curse you and your children. And so anyway, it took us a year and a half to find the sin. And you know what the sin was? The mother, when one day I finally told him, I said, we couldn't find the sin. I said, go to God and ask God what you did wrong. And they did. When they did, the Lord spoke to the mother, told her, said, your sin is your lying and deception to your husband. In other words, you, as the mother, have been lying and deceiving your husband. And when she called me, she said, Pastor, the Lord woke me up this morning and told me I'd been lying and deceiving my husband. I said, well, have you? She said, yes, I did. She said, when I was 39, my husband was 43, I wanted one more baby before we got too old to have children. So I told my husband, honey, I want one more baby. And he said, I'm 43 years old. He said, absolutely not. We don't want no more kids. He said, our kids are nearly grown, and I don't want to start out with some little ones again. That's it. Case closed. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Husband's the spiritual authority of the home. In every case, girls, if you don't like it, take it up with God. I didn't write the book. God wrote the book, not me. But anyway, she didn't do what God told her to do. She lied to her husband and deceived her husband. And she got pregnant, and she had the baby. And then after the baby was born, it had all this terrible disease all over it. And I told her, when she told me what she did, I said, well, that's the problem. You know, I said, you've lied to your husband. You deceived your husband. I said, have you asked for his forgiveness? She said, I have. I said, did he forgive you? And she said, yes. I said, did you ask God to forgive you? She said, I did. Well, we know God forgives, don't we? 1 John 1:9, he always forgives. And so anyway, we prayed the prayer of faith for the woman. And within 2 weeks, that little girl went from that sickly little girl over there to the beautiful one on the left without a scar on her body. I'm telling you, you know, God's Word really works. And like I say, if you've got a sickness on you of any kind, are you beginning to see you have a sin in your life somewhere? Does that make sense? From everything we've seen, you got a sin. But, you know, guess what? God wants to forgive you. Now, you may not know what that sin is today. You may have to go to God like so many of these other cases, and you may have to get people. You may have to go to the Lord and say, Lord, what did we do? Because you may not be able to figure it out. Some of you will know automatically. I mean, you got to go back and look. When did this start? When did my sickness start? What did I do?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Punch Your Lights Out with the Word, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.